This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. It's our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And just one more day to take advantage of our 10% off discount on Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. I'll tell you how to get that just after the break. Topic number 5 today, what happens next in Ukraine? We told you this week that a conservative-leaning German newspaper, Die Welt, completely changed its position, its view and tone on the war in Ukraine. Contrary to the cheerleading that it's been doing for the last 11 months, this week Die Welt wrote, quote, "The longer the war has dragged on, the more Ukraine is running out of soldiers. It is already at least in its 8th wave of mobilization, with men over 60 now being sent to the front. Russia is likely to emerge from this war not only militarily, but politically victorious," end quote. Again, this is about a 180-degree change for Die Welt. We also learned this week that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has, through the Washington Post, made an offer to Vladimir Putin. This was published in the Post on January 25th, behind a paywall, so unless you subscribe, you can't read it. But those who have said, when you read between the lines, here's what Blinken is offering. The Crimea, the Donbass, and the Zaporizhia-Kherson land bridge that connects Russia to the Crimea, the area of Ukraine that was annexed by Russia in 2014. West of the Dnieper River, north around Kharkov and south around Odessa and Nikolaev, Blinken offers, for the first time, American acceptance of a demilitarized status for Ukraine, and also a promise to restrict the deployment of HIMARS, that's that long-range missile system, or mid-range missile system, U.S. and NATO infantry fighting vehicles, and the Abrams and Leopard tanks, the main battle tanks promised by NATO to Ukraine just last week, to the West to serve as a deterrent against future Russian expansion. This is an offer for a trade-off, wants partition of Ukraine through a demilitarized zone in the east of Ukraine. This may have something to do with Russian preparations for a spring offensive. Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov said this week that Russia mobilized about 300,000 soldiers last September, but it appears as many as 500,000 may be massed on Ukraine's borders. Now, this story from the Washington Post is telling in a couple of ways. First, it suggests that the neocons and neolibs running American foreign policy recognize that Ukraine is not likely to win this fight, and that a majority of Americans and Europeans are not willing to send our children and grandchildren to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine's territorial integrity. Even so, former UK Defense Minister Sir Gerald Howarth said in an interview this week that it might be necessary for NATO to send ground troops. We'll see. Secondly, and more importantly, Blinken bypassed Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in making this overture to Russia, which tells us who exactly is running the show in Ukraine. One more note, there was a massive political shakeup in Kyiv last week that saw about a dozen top Ukrainian officials kicked out of their jobs amid an ostensible anti-corruption drive. The allegations of persistent corruption, embezzlement, and fraud were so shocking that even Ukrainians were surprised. Ukraine is a notoriously corrupt country. In response, this week, the U.S. Treasury Department said it sees no indication whatsoever that U.S. funds have been misused in Ukraine. Spokesperson managed to make that statement with a straight face. Little end-of-the-week humor there. The bottom line here, though, is it's really in Putin's court. The ball is in his court, because Russian officials have been saying for months that they, based on NATO's track record of broken promises, they don't trust even written agreements with the West anymore, and specifically, they don't trust anything that Secretary of State Blinken says. Topic number 4, COVID. Speaking of the changing narrative, Pfizer issued a press release late Friday, last week Friday, told you about that earlier this week. That was in response to the bombshell video revealed by Project Veritas of a Pfizer executive admitting that he and fellow executives had spitballed the idea of doing gain-of-function or directed evolution research on the SARS-2 virus to give Pfizer a leg up on developing future viruses against as-yet-undiscovered strains of the virus. In the press release, Pfizer denied doing such research and then said, quote, "In a limited number of cases where a full virus does not contain any known gain-of-function mutations, such virus may be engineered to enable the assessment of antiviral activity in cells," end quote. In other words, we're not doing that research, but we're really doing that research. Also, a massive international research collaboration that analyzed several dozen studies on non-pharmaceutical interventions against COVID-19 and influenza found that masks provide little to no protection against infection or illness rates. This study, published in the peer-reviewed Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews, is the strongest science, I mean actual science, not the science trademark, actual science refuting the concept of mask mandates worldwide. Topic number three, he's a one-term president, or at least it's really beginning to look that way, as Democrats in the Senate this week made it clear that they're losing patience with the White House, stonewalling its requests for information about the classified documents found at Joe Biden's home. And as we report this, it was announced yesterday that the FBI conducted a search of Biden's beach home in Delaware. This done with the cooperation, we're told, of Biden and his legal team. The White House appears to have been caught by surprise by this push from Senate Democrats for information about his handling of classified documents. It is beginning to look as though Democratic leadership really does not want Joe Biden as its presidential nominee in 2024. And that said, the Washington Post is reporting that prominent Democrats are also quietly panicking about Kamala Harris and her ambitions for 2024. If Joe Biden doesn't run, she probably will, but they question her lack of basic political skills, her struggles to communicate, you know, the word salads that she is so infamous for, and her hands-off approach to almost everything. They're looking for somebody else to run in 2024. Topic number two, green dreams. We told you this week about how new food additives are making their way into European grocery stores this week in the wake of EU approval of two types of insects for human consumption. A food additive made out of powdered crickets has begun to appear in foods from pizza, pasta, and cereals all across the European Union. We're told that not to worry, they are good for you, and besides, the crickets are checked to make sure they've discarded their bowel contents before they're frozen and ground into powder. Also, regarding the green fantasies that drive the left, a new book featuring images from inside cobalt mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where 90% of the world's cobalt is mined, a critical element needed for making the lithium-ion batteries that power our technology, and especially our electric vehicles, is raising some very uncomfortable questions. Pictures showing barefoot children covered in chemicals endlessly smashing open rocks for $2 a day. Exhausted new mothers carrying their infants with them as they search for the rocks containing the telltale signs of cobalt. Again, our electronic devices, cell phones, tablets, laptops, contain small amounts of cobalt in those lithium batteries, but your typical electric vehicle requires 22 pounds for the huge batteries that power those things. And as more and more Western governments insist on eliminating internal combustion engines in favor of EVs, demand for blood cobalt will only increase. These pictures contained in a new book called Cobalt Red, author Siddharth Kara says, based on his research, exposure to cobalt leads to lung cancer, deafness, birth defects, and various forms of cancer. And unlike blood diamonds from Africa, which you might buy a diamond once or twice in your life, without cobalt, all of our tech ceases to function, and the dreams of replacing all internal combustion engines with electric vehicles, even our military vehicles, tanks, armored personnel carriers, EVs, all based on people making $2 a day in hazardous conditions in Africa. Coming up, fear the dachshund. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, light, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone Special Offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone special offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion three-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items sold separately hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone Special Offer, available now.
Number one this week on the Friday Five, Busted by the Wiener Dog. The gentleman on the screen here, a middleman in supply of heroin and cocaine, caught after he sent dozens of photos of his girlfriend's dachshund to his buddies in the underworld via a communication app called Encro Chat. Bobby Allen from Liverpool, described as a middleman through whom other Encro Chat users sourced drugs. Well, he was spotted because of the images that he shared with others of the dachshund, and when raiding his home, Liverpool police found a photo album filled with pictures of Dennis the dachshund. Helped police to identify Mr. Allen, who will now spend the next 13 years behind bars. The moral of this story, boys and girls, is when the dachshund gives you this stare. This is Sam, our former dachshund, who is now organizing things in the unseen realm. Do what he says or else. Put down the snacks and nobody gets hurt. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, available for just one more day through tomorrow, February 4th. You can sign up and save 10% on access to 24 cutting-edge presentations on everything from spiritual warfare to pharmakia to archaeology, Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, Dr. Judd Burton, Mondo de la Vega, our good friends Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, Dr. Michael Lake, many others, our, of course, our good friend Kenny C. as well. That plus free access to all six Skywatch Films feature-length documentaries. Take advantage of it. Save 10% as well. When you check out, use promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. All one word, DARKLASTCHANCE, and that knocks 10% off registration. You get 90 days access from the time you sign up at DefenderConference.com. Pat Boone, our guest these last 2 weeks on Skywatch TV. If you've not seen the programs yet, please take advantage of these. He is still sharp as a tack and still sharing the hope that he has in Jesus Christ. His new book, If, from Defender Publishing. Basically, it's about the most important question you will ever have to answer. And this week, he tells us how he managed to maintain his Christian worldview in the middle of the Babylon that is Hollywood. Our broadcast schedule is posted online at skywatchtv.com. You can watch the program now at our website, skywatchtv.com, of course, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You can watch it online at YouTube, youtube.com/SkywatchTVNow, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or add our free app to your mobile device, smartphone or tablet, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those, and to make things easy, we've got the app stores, links to the app stores, that is, posted at SkywatchTV.com. Thank you for watching, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.